For well over 20 years now, cell phones, PCs, and the internet have been completely integrated in global culture, iCulture. Welcomed by most, resisted by some, the impact apparent for all. There is great change for the better, but now, a few decades into the assimilation, there is also arguably evidence of an equally negative impact. The darker side of the digital era has emerged. Be it due to naivete or denial, feelings of powerlessness or complacency in the face of industry, the negative influences of digital media, iMedia, are expanding. First blindly accepted by most, educators, business, parents, and partners, now many of us are questioning what has gone terribly wrong. We are also wondering how it got this way, and so quickly. This book will explore such changes and hopefully provide food for thought on what we should embrace and accept, what we should unequivocally reject, and what aspects of the digital era we should now be debating. We are now in a period of question, and I trust reflection, and also debate. The debate, unfortunately, often gets sidetracked into generational arguments, a generational divide wherein the older complain of the younger becoming progressively stupid, rude, and isolating with screen-based technology or iTech at the expense of interpersonal or face-to-face relationships. The young, like any generation before, equally find their pre-iTech elders ignorant of advancement, judgmental, invasive, and abrasive in their views, feeling they should stop pontificating and get with the times. Arguably, there is now also a third generation, one sandwiched in between those that knew the world fully functional pre-iTech and those who know no other. This generation has now reached maturity and not only thinks differently, but functions differently. Hence, potentially, three very different worldviews and perspectives contemplating and arguing too on the role technologies should have in our lives. But by getting trapped in our differences, we are all missing the point. By sticking staunchly to our positions, we risk missing the fine print, the subtle and not so subtle changes in human behavior and underlying brain function that are unequivocally changing all that we are and the world that we live in. Here we all owe it to ourselves and the generations that will follow to open our eyes, look up, and examine change in action, to arm ourselves with information on who we are and what we wish to become in this new and, yes, wonderful, I-mediated world. And now, the dark side. First hints of a problem. In the 1990s and early 2000s, a select group of scholars and healthcare practitioners began to systematically note the emergence of a new set of issues seemingly associated with excessive usage and otherwise unhealthy applications of eye technologies, or what we now call screen-based technologies. Not too much later, the effects were confirmed, notably in the realms of sexuality, socialization, education, and failure to launch. For children, adolescents, and youth, excessive usage of digital media is now highly associated with learning disabilities, emotional dysregulation, as well as conduct or behavioral disorders. For adults, it is highly correlated with anxiety, depression, sexual dysfunction and sexual deviation, insomnia, social isolation, disaffected pair bonding, marital conflict, and compromised work performance. In clinical practice, we are also seeing some rather frightening connections with thwarted emotional and cognitive development in the very young. Attachment is affected at its core, and new forms of anxiety are emerging. There are also rather recent and as of yet unnamed personality transformations and disorders directly bound to screen usage, conditions entirely unknown in the pre-iTech era.